This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Mobic. Active ingredient, meloxicam. This leaflet provides important information about taking Mobic. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Mobic. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Mobic? Mobic contains the active ingredient meloxicam. Meloxicam belongs to a group of medicines called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs. These medicines work by relieving pain, swelling, and redness. Mobic is used to treat the symptoms of osteoarthritis. OA is a chronic disorder that causes damage to the cartilage and surrounding tissues, and is characterized by pain, stiffness, and loss of function. Rheumatoid arthritis, RA, is an inflammatory arthritis in which joints, usually including those of the hands and feet, are inflamed, resulting in swelling, pain, and often destruction of joints. Both diseases mainly affect the joints, causing pain and swelling. Although Mobic can relieve the symptoms of pain and inflammation, it will not cure your condition. What should I know before I take Mobic? Warnings. Do not take Mobic if you are allergic to meloxicam or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients in section 7 to make sure that you can take this medicine. Aspirin or any other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs. Do not take Mobic if you are under 18 years of age, are pregnant, or think you may be pregnant. See pregnancy and breastfeeding. Are breastfeeding? See pregnancy and breastfeeding. Are going to have or have just had heart bypass surgery. Have lactose intolerance, a rare genetic condition. Have a hole in or experience bleeding from the stomach, gut, or any other bleeding. Have uncontrolled heart failure. Have severe liver problems. Have severe non-dialysis kidney disease. Have had a stroke due to a bleed in the brain. Have a stomach ulcer. Have or have had inflammation of the stomach lining. Have an inflammatory bowel disease such as Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis now or in the past. Are taking any of these medicines? Fluconazole, a medicine used to treat fungal infections, or certain sulfur antibiotics, e.g. sulfamethoxazole. Methotrexate, a medicine used to treat diseases of the immune system and some cancers. Had any of the following reactions after taking aspirin or an NSAID? Asthma. Nasal polyps, painless growths inside the nose or sinuses. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Hives or an itchy rash. Tell your doctor if you have any allergies to other medicines, foods, preservatives, or colors. A current infection. Advanced or chronic kidney disease. Any problems with your heart or blood vessels. Liver. Blood pressure. Fluid retention. Diabetes. High cholesterol. Any clotting or bleeding disorder. Asthma. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Speak to your doctor if you intend to become pregnant or breastfeed. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while taking Mobic. Birth control. Tell your doctor if you are using an intrauterine device, IUD, to prevent pregnancy. NSAID medicines, like Mobic, may decrease the effectiveness of the birth control device. Children and adolescents. The safety and effectiveness in adolescents or children younger than 18 years have not been established. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Mobic and affect how it works. These include other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, aspirin, celecoxib, diclofenac, etoricoxib, ibuprofen, indomethacin, ketoprofen, mefenamic acid, naproxen, piroxicam, rofecoxib, salicylates, or sulindac, warfarin, or heparin, medicines used to thin the blood, furosemide, other diuretics, or medicines used to treat high blood pressure. amiodarone, or quinidine, two medicines used to treat fast, slow, or irregular heartbeats. Cyclosporin, a medicine used to treat inflammatory conditions, suppress the immune system. Ketoconazole and itraconazole, medicines used to treat fungal infections. Erythromycin, a commonly used broad-spectrum antibiotic. Lithium, a tablet used to treat mood disorders. Cortisone, dexamethasone, prednisolone, prednisone, or any other steroid medicine used to treat inflammatory conditions, e.g. skin rashes or asthma. Pembrolizumab, a medicine injected into a vein, that is used to treat some lung cancers. Sulfonylureas, oral medicines used to treat diabetes. Citalopram, escitalopram, fluoxetine, fluvoxamine, paroxetine, or sertraline, medicines used to treat depression and anxiety, called SSRIs. Medicines that may reduce the effect of Mobic include cholestyramine, a medicine used for lowering blood fats, cholesterol. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Mobic. How do I take Mobic? How much to take? The dose depends on your condition and any medicines that you are taking. Follow the instructions provided by your doctor and pharmacist, and take Mobic until your doctor tells you to stop. Osteoarthritis, OA. The usual starting dose for osteoarthritis is 7.5 mg, taken as a single dose each day. Depending on your response, your doctor may increase the single daily dose to 15 mg. Rheumatoid arthritis, RA. The usual dose for rheumatoid arthritis is 15 mg taken as a single dose each day. If needed, your doctor may reduce the single daily dose to 7.5 mg. Ask your doctor for more information if you have been advised to take a different dose. Patients with kidney problems undergoing dialysis should not take more than 7.5 mg each day. Do not exceed the maximum recommended daily dose of 15 mg. How to take Mobic? Swallow Mobic whole with a full glass of water with or immediately after food. This may help reduce the risk of getting an upset stomach. When to take Mobic? Take Mobic once a day, at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will help you remember when to take it. If you forget to take Mobic, if you miss taking your dose at the usual time, and it is 2 to 3 hours before your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, then go back to taking it as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you have taken too much Mobic, if you think that you have taken too much Mobic, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. The symptoms of an overdose may include nausea and/or vomiting, headache, drowsiness and/or dizziness, blurred vision, fits or seizures, fainting, feeling weak, lightheaded, tight, confused and having blurred vision, signs of low blood pressure, difficulty in breathing, being unaware of what happens to you or around you, changes in amount of urine, fluid retention, confusion, and/or nausea. What should I know while taking Mobic? Things you should do. If you are going to have surgery, tell a nurse, surgeon, or anesthetist that you are taking Mobic. Mobic can slow down blood clotting and put you at risk of bleeding. Keep your medical appointments so that your progress can be monitored. Your doctor may want to perform tests now and then to detect any side effects, such as anemia. Tell any healthcare professionals who treat you that you are taking this medicine. Continue taking Mobic for as long as your doctor tells you. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist if you do not feel any better after several days of taking Mobic. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking your medicine or lower the dosage without speaking to your doctor first. Things to be careful of. Tell your doctor if you get an infection while using Mobic. Mobic may hide some of the signs of an infection, such as pain, fever, redness and swelling. You may think, mistakenly, that you have improved or that the infection is not serious. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Mobic affects you. Mobic may cause dizziness or blurred vision in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Looking after your medicine. Store Mobic in a cool, dry place, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Store Mobic away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Return Mobic to your pharmacist for safe disposal if your doctor tells you to stop taking it, or the pack has expired, or the packaging is torn/shows signs of tampering. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? General problems. Flu-like symptoms, runny or blocked nose, cough, sore mouth or throat, discomfort when swallowing, fatigue, fluid retention in lower body, swelling of hands, ankles, or feet, allergic reaction, gut and digestion, indigestion, stomach upset including heartburn or reflux, feeling sick, nausea, vomiting, burping, or passing more wind than usual, cramps, pain, constipation, loose stools, diarrhea, nervous system, headache, dizziness, spinning sensation, trouble sleeping, drowsiness, skin, itching, or flaking, excessive sweating that's not related to heat or exercise, irritation of the moist internal linings of the body such as the mucous membranes, e.g. lips, mouth, throat, nasal passages, eyelids, intestines, or genitals, breathing, cough, shortness of breath, chest tightness, nutrition, dehydration, increased appetite, muscle and bone, back pain, pain or swelling in or near a joint, muscle spasms, aching muscles, muscle tenderness or weakness not caused by exercise, pain in extremity, infections, runny or stuffy nose, sneezing or swelling of the lining of the nose, swelling of the air-filled spaces in your forehead, cheeks or nasal passages, urine, blood in the urine, blood, increased blood pressure, BP over several days, if self-checked at home with a suitable BP machine. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Gut and bowel. Bleeding from the back passage, black sticky stools, or bloody diarrhea. Severe pain or tenderness in the stomach. Vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds. Liver. Yellowing of the skin or the whites of the eyes. Pain in the abdomen. Loss of appetite. Kidney and bladder. Any pain or difficulty when urinating. Any change in the amount or color of urine. Eyes. Blurred vision or difficulty seeing. Lungs. Sharp chest pain, usually worse when you inhale or cough. Heart. Fast or irregular heartbeat. Chest pain. Swollen ankles or legs. Edema of the lower limbs. Severe allergic reaction. Shortness of breath. Wheezing or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Severe skin and soft tissue reactions. Sudden unexplained bruising or blood spots under the skin that were not caused by an injury. Itching, blistering, or peeling of the skin, which can be potentially life-threatening. Rashes which may be caused by sunlight can blister and may take on the appearance of a severe burn. Swelling of skin or mucosa, such as swelling around the eyes, face and lips, mouth, or throat, possibly making breathing difficult. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. What to do? Signs of a stroke. Weakness, or numbness, or paralysis of the face, arm, or leg on either, or both sides of the body. Slurred speech. Difficulty speaking, or understanding. Loss of vision, sudden blurring, or decreased vision in one, or both eyes. Headache, usually severe and fast onset, or unexplained change in the pattern of headaches. call an ambulance, dial 000 at once. If you experience these side effects, tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects experienced, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Mobic tablets contain. Active main ingredient. Meloxicam. Other inactive ingredients. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Crospovidone. Magnesium stearate. Vegetable sourced. Microcrystalline cellulose. Povidone. Sodium citrate dihydrate. Potential allergen. Lactose, as monohydrate. What Mobic capsules contain. Active main ingredient. Meloxicam. Other inactive ingredients. Gelatin. Indigo carmine CI73015. Inoxide yellow CI77492. Maize starch. Magnesium stearate. Vegetable sourced. Purified water. Sodium citrate dihydrate. Titanium dioxide. Potential allergen. Lactose, as monohydrate. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Mobic does not contain gluten. What Mobic looks like. 7.5 mg tablet. Pastel yellow round tablet, marked 5090 on one side with Brake Bar, and the Boehringer Ingelheim Company logo on the reverse side. Ostar 77694. 7.5 mg capsule. Opaque pale green hard gelatin capsule containing a fine yellow powder. Ostar 77698. 15 mg tablet. Pastel yellow round tablet, marked 77C on one side with Brake Bar, and Boehringer Ingelheim Company logo on the other. Ostar 77695. 15 mg capsule. Opaque hard gelatin capsule, with a pale yellow body and pale green cap, containing a fine yellow powder. Ostar 77699. Mobic tablets and capsules are packed in blister cartons containing 30, 10, 20, 60 tablets only, and 100 tablets, or capsules. Some pack sizes are not available in Australia. Who distributes Mobic? Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. ABN 52000452308. 78 Waterloo Road. North Ryde, New South Wales 21113. Website, www.boehringerengelheim.com.au. Registered trademark. Copyright 2023. This leaflet was prepared in November 2023.